Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Phil Conlon is away this week, and he's going to be sorely sorry that he is, because we're going to be talking to the author of Never Neutral, The Teaching Life, Ted Schmidt, and that'll be coming up shortly. To begin with today, we want to tell our listeners that there is a really important new film, Conversations with Lee Lorch, and it's produced by Rachel Deutsch, and it's going to be showing 6:30 p.m. University of Toronto, 15 King's College Circle, at room UC179, and Rachel is with us. Are you there, Rachel?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for talking to us. Lee Lorch is a very important kind of a story for the University of Toronto. He's a great mathematician, but a very heroic figure who is involved in struggles in every quarter. He's still with us in the world. And I guess, hey, first question about this film. What does Lee Lorch think of having a film made about himself?
That's a good question. I think he was excited by the idea. He's such a great storyteller and has so many really interesting things to say that I think he enjoyed the process, and I think he's happy with it.
He's a we had him on this program talking about his years. Actually, you know, we focused on something. I wonder if you took it up. The New York Times did a profile on him recently, in which they told a story of how he had fought for integration of housing in New York, I guess public housing. The veterans from World War II came back, and it turned out the white veterans could have housing, but not the black veterans, and so he was involved in that.
He talked about that. So it was Stuyvesant Town in New York City, and at that time it was kind of reserved for middle class, and each housing provider had the right at the time to decide who they rented it to, and they could openly declare that they didn't want any black people living there. Mm-hmm. So what Lee did is Lee and several other families there invited black friends of theirs to come and stay in their apartments. Mm-hmm. As well as he was on a committee for desegregation of housing and different things like that. And as a result of his activity there, he was actually let go of two universities. So it's kind of interesting.
Some very prestigious institutions didn't want him around because of his involvement in the fight for integration, right?
Yeah. So they're actually, in all, he was pressured to leave from four institutions in the United States, two of which have since offered him honorary degrees.
By way of apology or confession.
Yes.
Those must have been moving moments for him, that to have somebody who treated him so shabbily now say, gee, we're sorry, and do something for his morale. As a result of that, he went to Negro colleges in the South. And in a way, maybe it all was for the best, because those Negro colleges found themselves with one of the best professors.
Maybe, yeah. And he definitely continued a lot of his work down there. So he went down to Nashville, and then later on to Little Rock, Arkansas, and he was definitely involved in a lot of struggles down there as well.
This is Rachel Deutsch, and the film is Conversations with Lee Lorch, and it's going to be shown May 16, 6:30 p.m., University of Toronto, 15 King's College Circle, room UC179. Rachel, what was going on? What was his involvement in the Arkansas confrontation, Little Rock? I guess we should better call it the Little Rock moment. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, sure. At that time, what was happening was there was a lot of issues around schools, so for children, the desegregation of schools, and him and his wife Grace decided to enroll their daughter in a previously all-black school, and they were actually, this was taken up by the Supreme Court, so him and his wife had to kind of answer for themselves. So he talks a lot about his wife's activity there, which she was really kind of courageous and really central in,
yes,
doing
she did something.
That kind of work.
She helped rescue a young black woman who was really in danger of being killed by a mob.
Yes, she did. Yeah, And then, yeah, and she received, after that, like, her story was in the newspaper, and she received so many letters from all over the country, just kind of people just so impressed by her ability to stand up for what was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I assume, by the way, and you've sort of emphasized, his wife was always a kind of a partner in a strategic planning. I mean, knowing what they wanted to do and coordinating with each other. I remember that, for example, in the Stuyvesant situation, he had to stay in one city and she went back to guarantee they wouldn't lose the apartment. So I suppose in many ways we're honoring her as well with this film, Conversation with Lee Lorch.
Yeah, I think so. He definitely talks about her with such high regard, as well as talks about his daughter, and just how important that his family was to him and their relationships and how much he admired them as people. That definitely plays a key role in what he talks about.
Mm-hmm. In the advertisement for Conversations with Lee Lorch, which again, May 16th, 6:30 p.m., University of Toronto, 15 King College Circle, it talks about his interest, and he tells, and it says boxing. So anybody sees the word boxing wants to know, what is going on with Lee Lorch and boxing?
Yeah, he was a big fan. So in 1938, he was around for the Joe Louis versus Max Schmeling match. So that was, I guess, someone from, at that time, from Nazi Germany fighting a black American. And yes, it was really built up in the news. I know there's some controversy now about how real that actually was, but it was really built up as this big kind of like battle of, you know, race, like, you know, anti-racism. And so Lee was actually up watching the match at this kind of bar party up in Harlem at the time. And he talks about right before it started, he actually just went to the bathroom. And when he came out, the bar was almost empty. And he was asking, well, don't you want to stay and watch the match? And they told him, oh, no, it's over. It was, you know, I think it was over in like a minute and
yes, the fight lasted about a minute and 50 seconds.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
That.
So
Schmeling didn't actually show up. He got knocked cold.
He got knocked cold.
They had to tell him what happened. Well, he was, rather badly beaten, actually.
It's kind of disturbing to watch.
But he was, now, so we have Lee Lorch, who's, you said, in a Harlem bar?
Yeah, so he had gone up there to watch the
That's something most Americans were not, didn't practice that sort of interest in black America.
No, that's something else that he was kind of talking about. He was, his, I guess, political leanings towards communism and socialism.
Well,
and
by
also,
the way, I understand, and also the ad says communism. He discusses communist history.
He does, yeah, in his role in it, and also the connection between, like, at that time, between communism and anti-racist actions. So.
Well, Lee has a...
And then also, at that time, also in... He was a non-religious person, but his background was Jewish, and at that time there was a big push towards among not all people, but among quite a few towards anti-racist actions as well. So that's part of the reason he was so interested in this.
Mm-hmm. I know that his humor is always remarked on. When he signed off in the last interview I did with him, for some reason, he mentioned that he had a coffee cup in front of him with a quote from Einstein, and it was that the difference between intelligence and stupidity was that there are limits to intelligence.
yeah, that sounds like him.
He told you some jokes in this, I assume? Of course, he doesn't just tell a straight joke. It's his style of...
It's his delivery
of commentary.
As well. Yeah, it's kind of unexpected. He just drops it every once in a while. It's pretty funny.
Well, I'm really glad you did it. And just speaking of Einstein, quickly, he did go to Einstein for help, and actually Einstein took him in and gave him some very good advice. I assume he talks about that in the film.
Yeah, he does. He talks about his meeting with Einstein and Einstein as a person, just as being very humble and down to earth, because I think Lee was quite nervous before meeting him, and he talks about their meeting.
Yeah. Well, it sounds really great. Rachel Deutsch, thank you very much. We all look forward to seeing Conversations with Lee Lorch, May 16, 6:30 p.m., University of Toronto, 15 King's College Circle Room, UC179. Thanks again.
Thanks. I just wanted to also say it is put on by Science for Peace, who also approached me about this film.
By golly, you're reading my notes better than I am. Thank you. Yes, it's right there. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
That's Rachel Deutsch, and Lee Lawrence is a terrific guy. I hope people will take that film in.